Europe.
Italy. Pragmatist or passionaria? As the Euro elections loom, Giorgia Meloni guards her right flank.
Just when her European counterparts felt they had her taped as a realistic, if staunch, conservative, Italy's Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, popped up on May 19th at a rally in Madrid organised by the Spanish hard-right party Vox, seemingly happy in the company of such hardliners as Marine Le Pen from France and Argentina's libertarian president, Javier Milei. Since coming into office, Ms. Meloni has largely eschewed Eurosceptic talk, aware that Italy stands to receive almost 200 billion euros, that's $217 billion, from the EU's Pandemic Recovery Fund. But speaking by video link to the crowd in Madrid, she lambasted the European Commission as a bureaucratic giant that aspires to regulate every aspect of our lives while being unable to offer a clear geopolitical vision. She promised a different Europe, but left fuzzy the outlines of her nativist nirvana. The European elections will be the most important test so far of Italy's right-wing coalition. But the opposition, split between the centre-left Democratic Party, PD, the populist Five Star Movement, and various centrist groups, presents no great challenge. Polls have given her Brothers of Italy, FDI party, around 27% of the vote, a percentage point more than at the general election in September 2022. That puts the Brothers about 7 and 12 points ahead of the PD and Five Stars respectively. Vox's rally offered Ms. Meloni a useful opportunity to guard her other flank. Matteo Salvini, the leader of the League, in a somewhat less than fraternal coalition with the FDI, has adopted an increasingly radical stance as he searches for a way to stem the flow of support from his party to Ms. Meloni's. The approach of the European elections has cast a pitiless light on the League's decline. Last time, in 2019, it took 34% of the ballot. Recent polls see it scraping just 8% next month. Italian politics are notoriously volatile, but even by that standard, this is remarkable. The personification of Mr. Salvini's tilt to the right is Roberto Vannacci, a serving army general who last year self-published a book so overtly racist and homophobic that Ms. Meloni's defence minister, Guido Crosetto, a member of the Brothers, dismissed its contents as ravings. Ms. Meloni herself made no comment. General Vannacci is standing for the League in all five of Italy's Euro constituencies, this is perfectly legal, and has a fair chance of being elected in at least one. But neither the general's views nor his high media profile have improved the fortunes of the embattled League. In some recent polls, Forza Italia, the party created by the late Silvio Berlusconi, has overtaken it. Widely expected to crumble into insignificance after its founder's death last year, Forza Italia, which espouses liberal conservatism, has experienced a modest revival under its new leader, Antonio Tajani, a former president of the European Parliament and Italy's current foreign minister. By contrast, Mr. Salvini has presided over the loss of more than three-quarters of his party's support. It is a tribute to his bombastic charisma that he has managed to keep his job until now. But if the vote next month confirms that the League has fallen to third place in the coalition, it could finally be up for grabs. All of which has a bearing on the future direction of Europe's nationalist right. It may be growing in strength, but it is divided. Vox belongs to the European Conservatives and Reformists, ECR group in the European Parliament, as do Ms. Meloni's Brothers. Ms. Le Pen's national rally is in the rival Identity and Democracy, ID group, along with the Alternative for Germany, so her attendance at an ECR jamboree hinted at a possible rapprochement. Not the least of the obstacles to an accord has been the fact that the representatives of Italy's nationalist right are split between the two groups and are keen to maintain their separate identities. In the outgoing parliament, the League is the biggest member party of the ID, providing 23 of its 59 MEPs. This time round, it can expect to get around 7. The Brothers, perhaps with as many as 24 seats, will become altogether more attractive allies.